Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
BJ and Jamie.
Quiet morning out there. Enjoy it. We'll start off with some sunshine. Overnight lows tonight. Don't fully crash out yet, but then tomorrow, look at this. We're only going to hit to about 17 degrees, and then we do start seeing those sub-zero lows for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning with highs on Monday right around 9 degrees.
I'm already cold. It's funny because I was cold just like I woke up this morning. I think they've just brainwashed us so much that I thought I was freezing this morning, but I actually wasn't.
And it's like but it 36 hasn't started degrees yet. Right now.
It hasn't even started yet, but I was like, oh God, I'm cold. No, I'm not.
It's already in your head. Yes.
This has been the warmest morning over the past couple of weeks.
Yesterday was actually like a little toasty.
Oh, it was so nice.
Right? Well, you've got that Canadian goose, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's toasty at 10 degrees.
It was 65 degrees yesterday. Yeah. 65.
I know. It was nice yesterday.
It was really
All right, it's the BJ, a Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app.
This is so funny. I saw two electrical trucks, like with the cherry pickers or whatever you call them, bucket trucks.
Yeah.
I saw two of them staged at this big transformer that we have in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I wonder why they're there. But I just saw in the news they're staging them all around town.
For?
In case the electricity goes out.
Oh.
Is that crazy? I was like, why are they there?
Wow.
Nobody was in them. They were just empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're at this big transformer that we have in our neighborhood. And I was like, why are those there?
I guess it could be the situation with it getting as cold as it's going to get, right?
Yeah, so they're staging them.
They're preparing.
That explains that.
Now, we're looking at 4 to 6 inches of snow for Denver, too.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a kind of a crappy weekend if you hate winter.
Why are you living in Colorado?
I have a joke for you, okay?
Oh, God.
I got something that somebody wanted me to pass along.
Wait,
to
are we
you,
doing okay? that thing where I try to guess the ending?
You can. Okay, I don't want anybody else to guess, though.
Okay.
Because just in case you get it, okay?
Wait.
All right.
So somebody gave you this?
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy that works over at Jeffco in the permit department.
Oh, okay.
Okay, his name's Skip.
Good guy to know.
Skip's a good man.
Yeah.
Skip came to my house yesterday. You know we're finishing out that basement thing.
Yeah.
And so you got to do these inspections.
Did you pass?
Yes.
I almost texted. I almost texted you. I know that you weren't even worried about it, but I almost texted you to go, did you pass?
Yes, I passed.
Okay, because that was structural, and then you still have what? Electric?
Electric and plumbing. plumbing.
Yeah, that electric's going to be shady.
Yeah, well,
I'm kidding.
The good news is, Skip is, he kind of does it all.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
And so he looked at all of it and said, nah, you're going to be fine.
Okay,
No problem. But he listens to the show.
Okay.
And Skip said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go back over there and throw a little joke at Jamie if you could? And I said, well, sure, Skip. What do you got going there, buddy? He said, you know how she loves that a chicken is so ugly? Why is the chicken so ugly? Because
got a pecker on his face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She said, here's one for you. Ask Jamie, why does a duck have feathers?
Why does a duck have feathers?
This is from Skip.
Okay, hold on.
Over at the permit department, Jeffco.
Duck have feathers.
Why does a duck?
I'm thinking. Duck have feathers. Hold on. I don't like to be.
Why does a duck have feathers?
Have feathers. Feather. Something. Is it about a pecker or something?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
See, my brain's in the wrong place. Nope. Probably nice and clean, nope. And I'm still thinking peckers.
To cover his quack.
I would have never thought of that answer. To cover his quack. Are you sure you got that right?
Crack. Quack.
Oh.
To cover his quack. His crack. Yeah. Why does he got feathers? We'll be right back, folks.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is there for you. It's free. You can put it on your phone. Listen for an hour. All you got to do is listen for an hour. You qualify for $5,000. We do it every day.
That's kind of easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yep. All right, the temperatures for the weekend is really the big news this morning. Also, the parade is Monday. That's the Martin Luther King celebration that happens all over the country, but Denver, a big, big part of that. But they've already moved back the parade itself from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10:30 because of the weather.
Have they?
But I don't know if that's going to help any because the high on Monday is only supposed to be 9.
And I know that Monday was supposed to be free botanical day or whatever.
Yeah.
You could go to, they closed.
They shut it down?
Yeah, like the National Park Service calls them for free.
Yeah.
They're already putting out warnings saying that if you're elderly, if you're children, pets, and saying don't show up on Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are this close to shutting it down, I think.
No.
Because they have the other celebrations that go on in Civic Park. You know, they have people that do speeches and some music, things like that. They're making a ruling on that later on today.
Well, yeah, because the thing is with that wind chill, I mean, it's not worth it getting people frostbit, right?
Yeah. You know? I mean, that sucks, the timing, know, but man, you gotta take people's, you know, their safety in
and it's always too late. Like, I don't know if you've ever felt like you've been on the verge of having frostbite on your fingers. I remember I was so cold when I was little. I was like 8 years old or whatever. And I was so cold and all the big kids, they were already walking from sledding. So I decided to lay in the ditch and take a nap. Because I was just tired and it was so far away.
That's the worst thing you could do.
But I'm a little kid. I'm just a little kid. I bet I wasn't even 8 because I didn't have, you know, I was like, and then I got really, really, really cold in the ditch and it was snowing and everything. And I went home and my freaking mom put my fingers right under warm water.
No.
And I thought I was going to die from the pain.
That's the worst thing you can do. Man, you did everything wrong.
I know. And then she threw me in the bathtub in warm water and I'm like, dying. Oh my God. I mean, it literally is like somebody stabbing my toes, my fingers.
You can't go from frigid to hot.
No,
you just can't do it. Or vice versa. Yeah. You can't go from hot to cold. I had a dog once when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this dog was, and it was a hot day in Tennessee. And this dog had been running with me and blah, blah, blah. And he was just, and so I go get him some water, right? And I put ice in it.
Okay.
Okay, to make it really, really cold because the dog is so damn hot.
Right.
Dog drank.
And threw up.
Fell over.
I fell over?
Fell over. I thought he had died.
Oh, my God.
And the vet said that I had shocked him.
Really? You shocked the system that bad?
Almost killed him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with ice water.
Who would have thought that would happen?
My dog fainted on me. I'm like, what the hell? I've never seen a dog faint.
Well, he probably got, you know what, I call it a Mr. Misty headache, but what do you...
Brain freeze?
Brain freeze. Probably got brain freeze.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. So I know, you don't go from cold to hot or hot to cold.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
And they tell you the worst thing you can do when you get really cold is to go to sleep.
Yeah, well, all the big kids were supposed to watch me, and they did not.
They didn't take care of it. They just left
me. We were all going sledding at the golf course, which, think about that. That's wrong, too. But anyway, we're all sledding, and then they all, you know, they don't care about the little kid. They all take off.
Try and keep up.
Yeah.
She's going to take a nap. She'll be fine.
Yeah,
she'll
not our problem. You know, my mom and dad have 10-year-olds watching me, right? I'm like 6 or 5. Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Well, whatever you do this weekend, don't go outside and take a nap.
No, okay, do not folks. Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that they're telling people to, and you've said this many times, Jamie, to keep their water running.
Yeah.
A lot of things that
just
you
have
can
a slow drip.
Wrap your pipe.
And like if you, my water system is in the basement. So, and it's behind, they made it try to look like a door. I don't know why, but, like I opened up that door to get heat to it because it's on the outside wall, any sink that's on the outside wall, open up those cabinets. And then I let like the shower just beep, beep.
Let her drip.
Yeah. Because yep. It's on the outside wall. Yeah.
I never do this stuff.
You don't?
Always forget.
Oh, my God.
I do. Oh. Well, I do. And it's not because I just don't believe in it. Yeah. I just forget. I'm sitting at home watching a football game. I got the fireplace going. I'm warm. Who cares?
Your basement. That's
yeah. I know, but I'm just saying that I never remember this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, it's going to be really, really,
you know,
cold. And they even tell you, sorry to interrupt, but they even tell you keep supplies in your car in case, because you're not going to last very long if
yeah.
your car breaks down.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Now, I wonder what kind of effect, if at all, it may not, that this weather this weekend is going to have on people with electric cars. If you've got electric cars outside. Because the battery
question.
Thing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is an issue with cold weather,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It zaps the battery.
I thought
wow,
so.
Wow, I never thought
But if you've got an electric car, let's say that you're planning on
Are
maybe even
do
going
that
to the
thing
mountains.
That we do? Uh-huh.
Hypothetical?
No. Uh-huh. You know... How,
oh,
that
oh,
weird
yeah.
thing when Teslas are broken down on the side of the road.
You're screwed.
I always get such joy, and I don't know why, because I like Teslas, but I just like, you think you're better than me. Go look at your car.
All Tesla out, because we're going to the Avs game on Monday, so yeah. we'll drive Bree's new car,
oh, that's
which
right.
is an
it's
EV.
A, it's an
so
EV.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll go full charge.
Oh, you're going to test.
You get stuck.
Nah, we're not going to get stuck.
Are you a hybrid?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, full electric.
Yeah, what if you get stuck?
Yeah.
Well, it's a chance we're willing to take.
I mean,
Let's
it's
going to
be minus 25 or something wind chill. That car's just going to...
Don't you second think your purchase if you do get stuck?
What?
I said, if you do get stuck, let's say you drive the EV
and it won't start. 100 to 0.
Aren't yeah. you just going to put in your head, like, man, what a mistake buying this piece of crap?
Yes.
We'll be taking it to the dealership and trading it.
Let me read you a little story, okay? I'm going to read you a little story, okay?
Kay.
All right, so make a little sandwich. Here we go. A little story by Jamie White.
Okay.
Below freezing temperatures can significantly reduce the range of electric vehicles. This is because cold temperatures slow down the movement of lithium ions in the battery, which degrades the battery performance.
Wow. You are hosed.
All right, well, I'll have Bree go down. I'll follow her in my Jeep. So that way, just in case it happens, we'll be set.
Just take the light rail.
Yeah, right.
Oh, simple.
I don't know. That walk from the light rail is pretty far.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude.
At the ball arena?
Yeah.
Yeah, where does it land?
I thought
walk.
It was right behind it.
It seems to be, but it's still a decent walk to the front.
I'm with you. Just pull right up.
Stop that. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wildfires weren't bad enough in Monterey Bay, California. You know where Brad Pitt has a house, right?
Yep.
There's a gigantic lithium battery fire.
How'd that start?
Who? No, they
Nobody
don't know.
Knows?
They don't know. But it's that PNG or whatever it's called. They buy power from there or something. I don't know. But here's the thing: is that this is like their third fire.
And you can't put those out.
No, the fire company or whatever in Northern California said they're just letting it go. Just let it burn itself out. Yeah.
Man, you're talking about some rotten luck out there.
No kidding.
I wonder how it started, though. Probably just a battery that blew up.
Yeah.
They said one year, the reason why it caught on fire is sprinklers went off. And when they went off, they overheated the battery somehow. The water did, and it caused the fire. We've seen those in floods.
Right. Yeah.
Before them catching on fire.
Yeah.
That happened. And then one time, a ventilation system, that went out, and it didn't ventilate the room. And then it combusted and caught it on fire. So I don't know.
Do they have any injuries?
No, everybody's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's they good. Did have to evacuate because it's toxic.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's toxic. So. Wow. Yeah, you're right. What luck. I mean, it's just been crazy.
California, man. Headline after headline.
More than $100 million has been donated to victims of the Los Angeles wildfires through GoFundMe campaigns, the crowdfunding platform that verifies all accounts to protect against scams. The massive outpouring of funds, which directly help families, communities, and businesses affected by the fires and support nonprofit providing relief on the ground, including World Center Kitchen, Direct Relief, and the Salvation Army. More than 100,000 residents. 100,000! See, this is what sucks is... Well, I mean, there's bigger fish to fry, but nobody can find a house. I was watching this woman. Did we already talk about this? How she said that she's called 50 places. Yep. 50 places, and every one of them has been rented already.
Yeah, I think we mentioned it a couple of days ago, but you're right. You just, I mean, when you displace that many people, there's just not enough room.
Mm-hmm. And my kid is going to do his internship in Southern California, and I'm like, no, you're not. You're never going to find a place to live. Yeah. Do you know how much it's going to be?
Yeah, and they got price gouging going on.
Yeah, all that
and
crap. Yeah, it's
just
ridiculous.
A horrible situation.
And then North Carolina, the people in the Boot Hills or whatever, but in northern North Carolina, you know, they're waiting in line for gasoline for their generators. They still haven't cleaned up that place.
It's called the Boonies.
The Boonies.
The Boonies. That's
and nobody cares
up.
About it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it's just disappeared, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Oh, my God. I didn't know this, but Aaron Rodgers lost his house, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, he had a mansion. He said Aaron Rodgers said arsonists started a fire close to his house in Southern California. He says that arsonists are everywhere. He said the really disheartening thing, aside from a loss of a home, because it's more than just a house, it's the arson. There's a ton of arson. There's a ton of arson in L.A. in general. It's one of those things people don't like talking about in SoCal because of all the money that goes to various initiatives. You know how he gets all weird and stuff. Man, I watched that documentary on him. He's out there, but he's likable.
I agree. I like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I do.
It's the documentary on Netflix, and... Yeah. And I don't like him, right? But that documentary made me like him.
Yeah, he seems to have a lot of common sense, although he's on mushrooms a lot, it seems. Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He loves those psychedelic things.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
What is it?
He takes ayahuasca.
Yeah, he was at a retreat with that stuff.
Yeah.
And they were all like,
remember, he went into that hole for like how many days?
Well, that's where he was on this documentary. They all go to this place where it's legal or whatever. It's not really legal, but anyway, and they're all like one guy was just frozen.
they go on that mushroom retreat.
Yeah, they sure do.
But he does have a lot of common sense too. When you know, and I love to watch him play. I think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I feel he's beat up, man.
He needs to give it up.
Yeah, I think it's time. Let's see here. State Farm, speaking of football, State Farm scraps their Super Bowl 2025 commercials as insurance companies face blowback over the LA fires. State Farm has pulled its commercial from. That's a good idea.
Really good idea.
they say that guy, you know, the guy that does the State Farm commercials.
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, the black guy.
Yeah.
They say that he's the most hated man in Hollywood right now.
Oh, I like it. Well, I don't know
didn't
him.
Do anything?
I know. Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw a whole article on him this morning, like how they hate him.
Oh, my God.
He can't get a job.
Holy crap. That's bad.
He's just the face of the State Farm.
Continuing on with football, they're saying that Taylor Swift has grown the Chiefs fan base by 40%. Holy crap.
I don't like her. her. I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't like her.
They're estimating that Swift has grown the four-time Super Bowl winning team's fan base between 30% to 40% since attending her first game in September of 2023.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're saying, now I hate to even repeat this, but saying that the Kansas City Chiefs are now America's team. No, they're not.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but they are.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you go to Japan, they're wearing Chiefs stuff.
It's insane.
I will not recognize them as America's team. I don't care who backs them.
I'm just saying.
I hate them.
People love Patrick Mahomes, man. Yeah. And Taylor.
Biden has decided not to enforce the TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Woo! So we'll see what happens with this. So as of this weekend, you're still going to have TikTok, right?
As of right now, it looks like it's going to be okay.
Let's see here. And then this is a weird story. Did you see that Progresso, remember Progresso soups?
Yeah.
Have you ever had them?
I've had them.
They're in the blue can.
Delicious.
Right? They're launching soup drops.
Disgusting.
Huh? It's a chicken noodle soup flavored hard candy.
Oh.
It's going to taste like, gonna taste like soup.
Like you want a lozenge in your mouth.
Yeah.
That lasts for, I don't know, minutes. And you just...
Soup drops.
Yeah. It's called soup you can suck on. Soup you can suck on. Tastes like broth, savory vegetables, soft egg noodles, and a hint of parsley. You can go to progressosoupdrops.com if you want to.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to hurry there.
I think I'm good.
Right. Yeah.
$2.49 plus shipping, and there's 20 of them.
I'm not much of a soup fan, are you? I mean, I like a French onion every now and then.
I feel like those cans of soup are just toxic.
I'm with you.
I mean, how long have they been on the shelf? And Campbell's has weird chunks of brown. That's not chicken.
Yeah. Anything that goes into a can that can last for 20 years, I'm skeptical of.
There's a reason why it lasts that long.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly, right.
And I'm just not a big fan of getting a can. I don't care if it's Progresso or Campbell's or whatever. I'm just not a big fan of soup out of a can.
I went with Progresso because I felt like their chicken chunks are better than those weird coagulated brown things in the Campbell's. But man, my son loves soup, and I'd open that Progresso, and it'd smell a little odd. I'd be like, I feel bad. I do.
But you'd feed it to him.
Yeah.
I do that with frogs.
Turned out all right, yeah.
I won't eat the soup, but I'll give him chicken noodle soup from Campbell's all day long, man. He loves it.
I know. They do love it. I think it's all the sodium.
I guess.
Probably.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to wrap this up, but when we come back, BJ, literally giddy over a rumor. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a ginormous rumor, and BJ was like literally happy about this. I don't even get it.
It's not a rumor. This is true.
Oh, my God.
This is true, guys.
There's
I'm telling you, you can bank on it.
I want to see your source.
Yeah.
Well. Well, let me get back to you here.
All right. We'll let you know what this gigantic rumor is when we come back.
Earth shattering.
It is, kind of.
Yeah.
I know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. It's a BJ, Jamie Morning Show. $5,000 to listen to the Odyssey app for an hour? That's a great deal. Man, right? Can't beat it, can you?
So just log into the Odyssey app. By the way, it's Odyssey with an A.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking when they changed the name, because some people, my kids, like Odyssey, O-D, and I was like, no, it's A-U.
Yeah. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Frigid weekend on the way.
Quiet morning out there. Enjoy it. We'll start off with some sunshine. Overnight lows tonight. Don't fully crash out yet, but then tomorrow, look at this. We're only going to hit to about 17 degrees, and then we do start seeing those sub-zero lows for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning, with highs on Monday right around 9 degrees. Agreed.
She does a great job. Kylie Burse over there at Fox 31. Thank you.
She sure does. But did you see my picture that I posted of the girl from, is she on Channel 9? Oh my gosh.
Who?
I'll talk about it later when I look it up, because it's pretty funny. And she commented.
You posted her yesterday?
Not Kylie, no. But yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty God. Sure it's still Fox though.
No, I don't think so.
All right, we'll get to it.
Okay. I don't think so.
Oh no. No, I think it's Channel 7.
See, I thought it was 9. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I'll talk about it in a minute.
All right, let's get to the rumor, okay?
Yes,
look,
let's do.
This is not something that I just pulled out of my butt, all right? This is something that's circulating, and it's big. And I'm buying it hook, line, and sinker, pal, all right? Allegedly. Let me start with that. Allegedly. Get this. Barack Obama.
No, wait. Barack Obama. Okay.
Is sleeping.
Wait, hold on. Is sleeping with.
Not his wife.
No. Well, let's just first give the clues. First of all, here's the thing, okay?
Oh.
Is that she hasn't been seen, Mrs. Obama, right? Michelle?
Right.
She hasn't been seen. She didn't show up at the funeral.
Nope.
Right?
Not for Jimmy Carter.
And everybody was shocked at that, because everybody showed up for that, and people thought it was kind of rude. But if you're in the middle of a divorce, you don't show up, right?
No.
No. She's not going to the inauguration. Everybody kind of gets that.
Right.
You know, because
they don't like each other. Yeah, she doesn't like the Trumps. And
they
the
were
Trumps
catty.
Like her.
I mean, the Trumps were catty to her when they did the crossover. Yeah. So that I get. But that Jimmy Carter thing is, and Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, is so disrespectful.
That was a collection of Democrats to show their power, to show their respect for one of their leaders.
Exactly.
Jimmy Carter, man.
Right. Yeah.
And she didn't show up. She didn't show up.
Okay, so Barack is sleeping with somebody. Now, I'll give you guys some hints.
Okay. I got a hint, too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah. She has a great body.
Nope.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't know if you would call it an upgrade from Michelle, but it's a good body.
Her body?
Yeah.
I think Michelle's probably got a solid body.
Michelle's fit. Yeah. Real fit.
Yeah.
I got a hint for you.
Okay.
Okay. She, that girl, she claims they're just friends.
Really?
That's a good hint.
She thinks that she said that. Oh, she's talked about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's already made a comment or two.
And she said that they were just friends.
Yeah. Okay, just friends.
Okay. BJ would say, hey, why the long face?
Well, that's a good one. That is a good one. Here's another one for you. Every time she eats a cheeseburger, claim she's pregnant.
Yep, that's 100%. A good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I could go into some obvious ones, and I don't...
And it's going to be it.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, you guys.
What? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston,
Barack
you guys.
Obama is beep, 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 beep with Jennifer Aniston.
I kind of like
the
it.
Word.
I kind of like
it. Yeah, and Michelle knows.
I mean, I don't like that Jen would have an affair because it was done to her with Angie.
Yeah.
You know, we're on a first name basis like that. Anyway, so like, why would she do that to Barack? But maybe Barack said, hey, look, we've been separated for a long time. Nobody knows, but it's cool because I'm not really with her. And so Jen was like, oh, okay.
Look, there's no doubt about it. There are rumors flying around everywhere about their marriage, that marriage is in real trouble. I mean, Jamie even revealed to me yesterday, I had no idea, that Michelle had made the statement that she had hated Barack for 10 years.
10 years. She couldn't stand to be married to him for 10 years.
That is crazy. That's a crazy thing to print.
Exactly.
Who says that?
I know. That is.
I mean, even if you did, you wouldn't say it.
No. But that's somebody that does not like their husband.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you can say in a magazine, for 10 years, I couldn't stand being married to him, that's just to hurt him.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's a story this morning, too, of body language experts. I love those people.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm a fan.
With lip readers and body language experts are my favorites. There's an article this morning that the body language experts are saying it is so damn obvious that these two are not together, that he just walks way behind her, they don't talk, all kind of like me and Lisa.
No, but here's the dead giveaway. Remember that time that Ben Affleck was smiling with Jen and then he walked away and went like, ugh, like that? There's a picture of Michelle Obama with Barack. She's smiling. She turns around and she does a Ben.
Oh. Like, changes her face immediately.
No kidding.
Yep, she pulled a Ben.
Ooh, Lordy. This is ugly.
Yep. I know. But I do kind of like it. I've been waiting for Jennifer to be with somebody amazing. Yeah. And I feel like this is like, I like this.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good catch
and it's
for
a
her.
Power
too
couple.
Bad he's married. But he's a good catch for her. It's a power move.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, that puts you at the top of the list when it comes to power couples.
Exactly.
If you think about
it. Yeah, so take that, Angie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just looking for, because remember, I've always been obsessed with, like, who can we find that really, like, kicks Angie in the teeth, right?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that. And I was like, at first, I thought, like, George Clooney, but they were best friends, and blah, blah, blah. But I like this a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
You know who's the angriest, though? Bill Clinton. Because he's still stuck with Hillary. Oof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's going on here? You know, he's all upset.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see either one of those two naked. I mean, right. Come on.
So Schmidl has some audio here.
Okay.
All right. And Schmidl, you can explain this because I've not heard it.
So about 3 months ago, Jimmy Kimmel actually asked Jennifer Aniston about this rumor. That's when it first started.
3 months ago,
yeah.
Jamie.
And she addressed
Where
it on
have I
that
been?
Show.
Where have all of us been? I have no idea that this started.
Neither did I. And he pulls out a magazine and like shows her the cover. And like, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Sorry about my phone.
That's all your friends blowing it up. You
I know, right?
Probably Jen calling you.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. It might be. Oh, no, it's my friends going, no, really? I haven't heard this either.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, nobody's heard it.
This is from 3 months ago?
Yeah, that's what this YouTube page says.
I can't believe that.
Holy cow.
Holy cow's right.
All right, here we go. This is Jennifer Aniston on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is a magazine that came out a couple of weeks ago. In Touch said the truth about Jen and Barack.
That's kind of, that was... Of all the calls you get from your publicist where you're just like, oh, no, what's it going to be? Or the email saying, you know, some cheesy tabloid is going to make up a story. And then it's that.
Yeah. Does your publicist ever go, like, is there any truth to this? Or is it...
No, that is absolutely untrue.
Well, I know it's not true. Yeah. I just don't know if everybody knows.
Well, it is untrue.
Some people, it is untrue. So the truth about Jen and Barack is that there is no truth.
There is
it
no
is
truth.
Untrue. You know Barack Obama.
I've met him once.
Met him once.
I know Michelle more. than him.
Is there a truth about you and Michelle that we should know?
That is not
true.
Oh,
that's a rumor. That'd
well,
be kind of cool,
Michelle's
too.
Michelle's a man.
Well, it'd be a good relationship. I'm just saying.
I don't know why I look at Dylan every time you say that, and it just irritates me.
Because we both hate it equally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, dude, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
They call her Big
it.
Mike.
No, I know, I can't stand it.
It's so outrageous.
Dude, man, dude.
No, but it's like, it's like, wait, hold on. It's like so like ridiculous conspiracy that it makes me angry that people are that dumb.
Yeah, same. You know? Yeah. I've never been able to put it into words, but you got it. Yeah.
Listen. The bottom line is this. There's a problem there. Barack Obama and Big Mike are not getting along.
Oh, my God.
They're not getting along.
Why are you doing
Something
that?
Something is wrong.
Okay, you know what you are? You just like to trigger me. That's okay. All right. Okay, I'll play. All right. You just wait. You just wait, mister.
Jamie and I were talking off air. I don't think any of this crap, any of it's true, but it's so fun to talk about. I love stories
like this. I want that to be true. Not Big Mike part. I want Jen to be with Obama. I do.
Do you really?
I actually do.
I want it to be true because no one would see this ever coming.
Yeah. And if Michelle, look, I think Michelle's kind of over Barack, especially since she said, like, for 10 years she couldn't stand being married to him. I think Michelle's, like, on her own path. Let her, you know, she's a strong, independent woman. She'll be fine.
I think Michelle Obama is absolutely over politics.
I do, too.
I think she wants nothing to do with it. She doesn't want to hear any politician's name. And that's one of the reasons she hates her husband. Because her husband is never going to leave politics.
No, he's entrenched.
He is married to politics more so than her. Than married to her. And she knows that.
And doesn't this make sense that Jen went so over the top about being a Democrat and the woman with cats?
Oh,
and remember all that stuff?
Yeah. She did.
Because Obama's like, dude, we need some help. And she's like, I got it.
Man, I
got to
tell you.
I got you, boo.
Our show has figured this out, folks.
Yeah, we have.
We have figured this out. It is over. Barack and Big Mike are done.
Stop saying that. Jennifer Aniston is in the picture now.
She is in the picture.
To me. Woo!
It literally,
it's like when people used to call my husband a podiatrist. It would piss me off so bad. I'm like, he's an orthopedic surgeon and he did his fellowship in foot and ankle at Mayo. He's not a podiatrist.
All right, there you go. Hot breaking news this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Friday morning. It's going to get cold, frigid cold for the weekend. Lots of warnings out there that don't leave your pets out. I mean, we're talking just frigid temperatures below zero, wind chill factors at 20, 25 below zero. I saw 15 inches of snow in the mountains. We're getting 4 to 6 inches here in town. Maybe if you're south of here, Castle Rock, those areas, even more snow. High of Monday, they're saying 9, but I'm also seeing like 5 degrees, and lows around minus 10. Again, that's not even the wind chill. So it's going to be frigid cold. Arctic blast, they call it.
And if you see a bunch of cherry pickers, we always call them cherry pickers, but bucket trucks or whatever, because I did on the way in my neighborhood, there's two, they're staged right at this big transforming area that we have.
Yeah.
And they're staged there. They said they're going to have them staged all around town.
All right. Speaking of weather, you posted something yesterday with one of the weather people in town, Jamie?
Yeah, I did.
All right, let's get to it.
Oh, my God. So this is so funny. So, Kylie, my girlfriend Kylie, she texted our group a picture, and she's like, oh, my God, look at Lisa Hidalgo.
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo. Hidalgo. Anyway, she said, on Channel 7, you guys got to turn on your TVs and look at Lisa. Lisa's a beautiful girl, right? She does the weather.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. But in this, how they had the cameras angled, she looks like she's 3 feet tall. And the guy she's talking to, I think he's a news anchor, he looks 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
How did they get this angle on her? Because, I mean, she literally looks like she's 2 feet.
I know.
It's like you're one of those fun houses, and they have those mirrors that, like,
and he looks like he's 9 feet. And you had to be able to see that in your camera, right?
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah. You would think.
And she even commented, she's gorgeous, and she obviously has a sense of humor. She goes, I swear to God, I'm a solid 5 feet.
Well, if you are, then that guy's 15 feet.
I know.
Because he's huge.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a weird angle.
Speaking of television, I have, what do you call that when you have like a, I need closure on something.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. What is it?
So yesterday, I literally spent an hour, I'm not even kidding, an hour watching a motorcycle chase in Los Angeles. So there was these two motorcycles, right?
I saw that.
So there's two motorcycles. Yeah. The one motorcycle guy hits a CHP officer, which is California Highway Patrol, on his motorcycle. He hits him on purpose, right?
Right.
So two motorcycles. So they're flying around LA. I'm watching them. I'm like, oh my God, they're on their phones. They're going so fast. They're cutting lanes, splitting lanes. I know any minute, they don't have helmets on or anything. Any minute they're going to flip off and I'm like, oh God, I don't want to watch this. But my eyes can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so then they're on their phones while they're driving and splitting traffic.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, like 15 other guys come and join them. 15 other motorcycle guys, they called them on the phone. So 15, you know, that takeover stuff people do. They join them on the freeway. 15 of these guys, and they even have four wheelers and stuff. Then they stop and all go and get gas. And I was like, where's the cops? They went and got gas.
Yeah.
They filled up their gas tanks.
So how did it end?
So then they got over by LAX.
Yeah.
And the helicopter couldn't shoot them anymore because they were in airspace, air traffic control space.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to end the feed, and I don't know.
So this news story right here, I'll just read the last little bit of it. It says, just before 5 p.m., a large group of riders on off-road bikes, including quads, joined the two men. They stopped at a gas station, like Jamie said. They filled up and started performing stunts on something called the Imperial Highway.
They did. Oh. They were doing, like, one guy was standing up on his.
Like popping wheelies.
Yeah, they were doing all kinds of things.
I didn't see this.
And then authorities pulled off from the chase after following the riders through South L.A., and no arrests were reported.
What? They got away with it?
Oh my God, I watched it for an hour.
No kidding. I saw the beginning of it. I saw the video of the beginning, but I didn't watch it all the way through.
I can't believe they all joined together.
They did. They were calling them on the phone on the freeway while splitting lanes. It was insane. Man. Wow, so they're just gone?
Yeah, they're just gone. They don't know who did it.
I wasted my whole life.
Did they commit any kind of crime?
Yeah, the guy hit the CHP officer.
Yeah.
Well, then why would they? That makes no sense.
This is what happened. I watched it for an hour. Trust me.
Wow. Yeah, I got you. I'm just saying it makes no sense that somebody's not charged with something.
And then all of a sudden, the CHP got like five cops, you know, and they were following them. They had five cops on motorcycles and they were following them. And then all of a sudden we went into LAX and then he's like, I'm sorry, I have to shut off my feed. I have to get out of this area. I was like, oh, God.
So anybody that gets in a chase in California, the best thing to do is head for LAX?
No, the best thing to do, yes, A.
Yeah,
and
because,
B, be on a motorcycle because they cannot catch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, those bikes are fast, man.
They are fast.
Yeah.
And you can split lanes during, because traffic was dead stopped on the freeways, and those guys didn't care. They were just going right through there. Yeah, you know what? If I would have heard about it, I would have turned my wheel right into them.
Over the window.
That's nerves of steel, though.
I know.
Those people on those bikes, man, I couldn't do that. I love motorcycles, but I couldn't do that.
Well, they were passing around something, so I feel like there were drugs.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that was a close one. Woo,
what,
man.
What?
Woo, TikTok. Woo, close.
Oh, I know.
Man, it was almost over. But I guess Joe Biden has said he's not going to rule on it.
I like the TikTok. TikTok.
He said the clock is ticking on TikTok.
Yeah.
So he's not going to make a ruling on it. Now, it's supposed to be illegal as Sunday approaches, right? That's the deadline.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court's not going to rule to keep it around. So it looked really bleak. But now that Joe Biden says, I don't think I'm going to make a call on this. I'll leave it to Donald Trump. And Trump seems to support TikTok. So if you're a TikTok fan, looks like it may stick around.
And for those of you crazy people that went to that red site or whatever.
Red note.
You're crazy. I mean, all the words are in Chinese or
literally,
something.
People are trying to learn Chinese so that they can actually know what's going on.
Here's what I don't understand. You people that went to that, from what I've been reading, they're doing it in protest.
Correct.
Yeah.
because they don't want TikTok to go away. So, okay, you want Chinese? I'll show you Chinese. I'll sign up for a Chinese site. It's like, hang on a second. That these people are accused of stealing your information.
Right.
So you're going to go in protest to a site that's going to steal your information.
Yes.
Boy, you've taught them a lesson, haven't you? Oh, yeah, that ought to teach them.
Yeah, it's really a weird protest, to be honest with you. I think it's a weird protest. It's like, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean,
it's like, I'll show them.
Now, you know, and I know everybody's like, oh, I don't care if they steal anything. But listen, they also steal passwords and bank account numbers and your PayPal and your if you bank on your phone. I mean, like all of that stuff, you guys, is vulnerable.
That's
you know,
crazy.
So don't say like, oh, I don't care if they see my pictures or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's not the end of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, before I really looked into why they were doing the Red Note thing, I thought to myself, oh, maybe I'll go download the Red Dot. I actually fell for it, too. I'm sitting there going, duh, duh, duh. And then when I pulled it up and realized that you can't even read it.
You have no
it's
idea
all
what's
in Chinese.
Going on. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about this. I don't know. Then I read that it was in protest. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
I think the most helpful app or whatever you call them, interactive app, on the planet, the most helpful is not Facebook, it's not Instagram, it's not all that. It's Reddit. Without a doubt, Reddit is the bomb. I think it's so amazing. You can put on there, hey, I have this kind of car, 19 blah, 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 2000 blah, 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 and I have a windshield wiper, let's say, that's stuck or whatever. Has anybody had this problem? And sure enough, everybody will flood it with answers and tell you how to fix it.
And you'll get links to all the information that you can't find.
It's amazing.
You know, when it comes to reading a book, I'm more about pictures than reading. Okay, so I'm more of a YouTube fan because they give you videos on how to do it.
No, I get that.
So I'm more of a YouTube when it comes to that.
Understood. But this is where you're trying to troubleshoot.
Yeah.
You know, a forum.
Yeah, because YouTube is instructional. I get that. But this is a forum. This is like the world's best pinpointed next door.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Right? I mean, you can literally ask on Reddit anything. Like, say your side hurts, right? Your side hurt and your left thumb hurts. Somebody will tell you why.
Because they've experienced
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, the best app on my phone, and Jamie White gave this to me, okay? And I guess it's brand new. It must have just kicked off in the last couple of days. I don't know. But Jamie White turned me on to this. I've turned other people on. It's TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit.
I thought you were going to say your Gas Buddy.
No.
I was prepared for that too.
No, Gas Buddy's been around for a couple of months. But no, TaskRabbit, I use more than any other app. Now, I've only hired a couple of people, but I've looked into it on many occasions and passed it along to other people. It's great.
Can I give you a secret?
What's that?
Okay, so you hire somebody, right? Off TaskRabbit.
Which I did.
Let's say somebody to do your lawn. Like I have so many pine trees in my yard that I hired a guy just to pick up needles. Because I mean, it was
cut. That's a pain.
It is.
Right.
So then I said to him, hey, you want to do this like on a regular basis? We can like take it outside of TaskRabbit. And he's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that way he doesn't have to pay fees.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay fees.
My guy did that too.
So then I put it on my neighborhood, and he's been working in our neighborhood for everybody about needles.
And you know that if that person got busted for that, TaskRabbit would shoot him to the side, man. They would probably cancel him. You know?
Yeah, I bet there's a non-compete thing in there.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Because the guy that came over to my house, he was going to load some tile back onto the truck for me because it's really super heavy. So he comes over and he loads it all up for me. Then he gives me his business card.
Yeah.
He says, hey, don't worry about that little app thing that you use. Just call me personally if you got something.
And the other thing you can do if you like your Uber driver and you know what time you'll be done, you can tell them what time you'll be done and they can kind of hang out in that area and then they get the ping.
Ins and outs.
I'm just saying.
I love these shady people.
Well, because I love TaskRabbit because they have, what do you call it? They've already screened everybody, right?
Yeah.
So it's different than if I just go on Nextdoor and try to find somebody to...
Like a handyman.
Know, handyman anywhere. Or whatever, because I don't know. But TaskRabbit has screened them and looked through all the records and everything, and now I got a guy.
I've used Craigslist before.
That's shady.
Yeah. It's crap.
Yeah,
it's crap, folks. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, you don't know what you're going to get with that one, right?
You'll get a stripper.
But I've only used TaskRabbit twice, both times extremely satisfied with it. It was awesome.
It's good.
Really good stuff. Looks like TikTok's going to be around. I know it's supposed to be illegal starting on Sunday, but it doesn't look like that ruling's going to come down. And if you've got it on your phone, it's going to work fine.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to work fine. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday. Arctic Blast on the way.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I can't believe you thought that was a fake fry.
Yeah, I did.
No, it was
I thought
real.
It was some meme that you had found online and was just posting it to, you know, yuck, yuck.
No,
funny, funny.
You guys, I went to In-N-Out. It's funny because some other girl's like, this is fake news, friends. I'm like, why would I lie about a French fry? It's so
weird. It's so bizarre, though, that it almost looks like something was doctored, you know? I mean, you don't expect that from a fast food restaurant.
At all, right?
You know, get a hairy fry.
But they do fresh fries. They cut them right there. They have all those potatoes, and they cut them right there because you can see them
in the
window.
Yeah, that's their whole thing.
Yeah, so anyway, I went to In-N-Out, you guys, and I got fries. And one of my fries, it looks like, have you ever seen it when that men, like, they put that Q-tip up your nose, and they pull it out on TikTok, and it's all furry? That's how my fry was.
Sure does.
It had, like, hair all over the end of it.
You know, that's a perfect explanation.
Yeah, well,
that's exactly what it looks
somebody
like.
Somebody gave that to me.
They did?
Yeah, I stole that.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said it, and I was like, that is exactly what that
looks like. Oh, somebody commented on it with that. No, gotcha.
So anyway, so I thought, this is crazy. This fry is like nuts. And so I posted it, and then some girl's like, fake news. And then BJ's like, I thought that was fake too. I was like,
I did?
It's not a very funny meme.
Well, I kind of chuckled. I thought, that's funny.
But then I learned that if you eat potatoes that have already sprouted, like my fry did, it's toxic. So anytime you have a potato that's sprouted, you're supposed to cut the sprout part off. Or if it turned green, don't eat it,
obviously. Yeah, if it turns green.
Yeah, but it's a toxic chemical that it gives off, and it can give you the pips. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't potato skins, don't they take those to make liquor in prison?
Well, potatoes make
They have potato
vodka.
Yeah, they make alcohol with that. Yeah, you take them and let them rot, and they'll turn into alcohol for you.
So, anyway.
I mean, you might get sick off of it, but you'll get a buzz.
Anyway, I had a hairy fry.
You did. Here's what I don't understand, though. Most restaurants you go to, that they start with a real potato, and they put it through that machine, and they dice it up for you, and then they cook it. It's hard to screw it up. But for some reason, In-N-Out has a way of screwing it up, and I don't get it.
Well, that was all the comments. Those fries suck anyway.
They have horrible fries.
They are terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I got pretty good ones because I was first, and so they were hot, and I think they overcooked them a little bit.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Except for the hairy one.
The hairy one. I did not eat the hairy one.
Great hamburger. Love the hamburger.
Hamburger's delicious.
Fries blow.
Yeah, they do blow. One day, I actually thought about going to In-N-Out and then going over to McDonald's and getting fries.
Do a combo,
I was like, I didn't do it, but I was like, I should do that.
McDonald's the best.
Okay, so what was I talking about? So don't eat the potatoes if they're hairy or whatever because they're toxic. Okay, 62 days till spring.
Woo!
So just keep that in mind all weekend long because I know it's going to be a crap weekend. 62 days till spring. We can make it through this big cold snap, right? We told you earlier there's a big, big rumor that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are on the outs, that they're getting a divorce.
Yep.
And now we're hearing that Barack Obama is hooking up with Jennifer Aniston.
It's true, folks. It's true.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That is absolutely crazy. Aaliyah used to be one of my favorite artists. You know that song? Well, I have actually the song. This is my favorite. Was like literally one of my favorite songs. If you go to number one.
Oh, hang on a second. Sure. I got caught off guard.
Aaliyah.
That Barack Obama, Jennifer Aniston thing rocks me. Yeah, so yeah, I get like have to get up out of a seat, and stand back up again.
Rocks
so,
you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sexy. Are you responsible?
I like loved this song. I played it way too much when I was younger, like all the time, over and over and over. I just loved it.
No kidding.
Yeah, but you know, she died in that plane crash, and it was just horrible. But now we're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, I knew we knew some crazy stuff because she got brought up when the R. Kelly whole deal, because he faked an ID when she was 15 to marry her. That guy is so creepy. Wow. Yeah, he faked an ID so he could marry her at 15. R. Kelly started dating her when she was 13.
Oh.
Also, I did not know this, but at one point she was engaged to P. Diddy.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Poor girl. Why I'm telling you this is because Aaliyah is now a Barbie girl, courtesy of the of Mattel. The collectible Barbie, which celebrates the artist's enduring influence, it says, on music, fashion, and pop culture, became available for pre-order yesterday, and it sold out in 30 minutes. They're already relisting it on eBay for over $100. So it sold out in 30 minutes. I don't know. They're saying that they might restock it. They might not. I don't know.
Aaliyah the doll?
Yeah. Yeah, she would have been, what did I say, 46 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, I mean, she was like, before there were influencers, she was.
She was the OG.
She was, yeah. This is kind of a cool story. It says that this guy, huge earner for Devo. Oh, an MTV video series has become a huge earner for Devo's Mother's, how do you say his last name? Anybody know? Anyway, so I didn't know this. So I don't know if you guys watch Ridiculousness.
One of the best shows on the planet.
I don't like all the wieners that get hurt. There's so many wieners that get hurt.
There's a lot,
Oh my God, it makes me cringe. I try to watch it. Sometimes it's on early Saturday morning or Sunday morning or whatever. And I try to watch it, but sometimes I'm just like, oh my, and the skateboard accident.
Yeah. Oh, but I love when they do the slow-mo and the reverse and then just replay it back.
Also, his name is Mark Mothersbaugh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, his little theme song at the beginning of Ridiculousness on MTV earns him $1 million a year.
I could see that because that show is always on.
It is always on.
Is he the one that performs the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just...
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Ridiculousness?
No.
I bet you have.
Come on.
Yeah. I bet you have.
I've probably seen some of the videos that circulate on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen the show
itself. They have the blonde girl that has the really
Chanel
annoying...
West Coast.
Yes.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, and Rob, who pretends like he's doing DJ stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Mm. I mean, not Rob. What's the other guy's name? Rob Dyrdek is like the biggest skateboarder.
Yeah.
He's
DC. He's honestly one of the... He's so brilliant.
I feel like
brilliant.
We're doing charades.
I do too.
DC.
I haven't seen it.
Remember he had that big black guy that was his best friend and he passed away. He had that show.
Big.
Big.
Big pal.
Big man.
I know. It was Rob and...
Robin Big.
And then that guy passed away. That was sad.
You want me to play the theme song for you?
Okay, fine.
Never heard. I never have heard
that.
Gotta watch the show. I think you'd like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Saturday mornings.
It's Sunday literally mornings. Just turn on MTV. It's always on.
It is always on.
MTV.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched.
They stopped playing
even
music
know they
videos.
Still
right?
Had MTV.
Yeah.
They don't play music
Hello,
videos.
Hello, Teen Mom.
I don't know.
You don't watch
Teen
Mom?
No.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen MTV in years.
What about Jersey Shore?
No.
What grown-ass man doesn't watch Teen Mom?
I know. God, I'm out of the loop.
Or Catfish.
Yeah, Catfish is on there.
Oh my God,
you're missing some great programming. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
BJ and Jamie.
But you're not... Oh, sorry. I didn't know where it was.
Well, that's okay. I'm doing it.
Sorry. Why are you playing both of these songs at the same time?
Oh, I'm listening to something in the background over here. Hang on.
Yeah, can we stop that? You guys,
hang on one
BJ
second.
Is Let trying me, to sing.
Listen.
This space heater is being...
Oh, crap, it went to a commercial.
You guys, BJ keeps singing Eagles songs, and it literally is like... I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Sing a little bit of it. Show them what we
all
have
right,
to deal
all right,
with.
All right, listen.
Okay. Carson and I are just we're trying not, because I know he's very excited about going to this concert, but Carson and I just keep Oh, yeah,
He sounds like a dying cat.
But no, did you hear those high notes? You probably didn't know I could go there, did you?
Dude, you were nailing it, man. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Lordy. Can't you imagine? There I am in Las Vegas. Me and my missus. And a six-year-old. Oh, man, we're grooving inside the sphere. Whoa, check them out.
All right, the rest of us are not going, so this is not fun for us.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm doing that thing that a lot of people do. Don't you go listen to the music before you go to a show?
Of course, every time.
Everybody does that, right?
Yeah, I'm the one that told you to put it in there so even Frog can learn the music.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
he'll enjoy it more.
That's right.
But most people want to hear, like, Don Henley sing, not, you know, DJ Harris.
Amen. You haven't been in here, but we, like, at first it was... Maybe it wasn't even really cute, but at first it was like, okay, but he won't stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, you got to hear my favorite one. You got to hear my favorite. And he pulls it up and he, I can't tell you why.
All right. All right, Fidel, I've got a song for you. How about this? You ready?
Everybody here, honk on Bobo. Everybody there, honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Yeah, Bobo, Bobo, hey. Bobo, honks on
Bobo. Long distance dedication to Fidel.
Honk on Bobo. Everybody there thinking honk on Bobo.
Listen, I'm excited for you to go to Vegas. It's just I didn't need to hear you sing.
Yeah.
Now, you are going out of town, too. You know what, folks? I got to tell you, this is the perfect weekend to get the hell out of here. It's going to be cold.
Can I ask you if you think I'm...
What?
Not a nice person.
Yes. Okay. I say yes. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, I love my neighbors. BJ's like, I hate my neighbors. I love my neighbors. I have the best neighbors on the planet. And they all have a key to my house and everything and know the alarm code and all that stuff, right? Blah, blah, blah. And so, but I also have another friend that is coming over just to hang out at the house because I'm going to be gone. So I turned off my... Now tell me if this is a jerk move. Okay. I turned off my water.
All right,
and I bled the lines.
Yeah,
right,
you're gonna be gone.
I'm gonna be gone.
Gotcha.
And I bled the lines, and then I set out three jugs of water for him by the toilet. Oh. So if he has an emergency, he can fill up the back tank and just flush it.
That's kind of savage. I don't know.
That's not a jerk move. That's very courteous.
Okay, because I was like,
no, that's a good move.
Okay, all right, because he's like, oh, I'm going to be there a lot. I mean, you don't have to turn off the water. I go, I just feel more comfortable if I'm going to turn the water off.
Right.
Because I don't know when you're going to be there, when you're not, blah blah blah. And what if you get busy or something on one of the days? And so I put three jugs of water for. Right. And,
good move.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because if it were me, let's say it's one of my neighbors, I'd rather poop at their house. I would. Instead of my own.
Yeah.
Because you're all alone, man. You got all that time. House it's perfect. Yeah.
I just thought, oh, man. I
take
don't
a break.
If that's like, here's some poop water.
Jimmy, I know you can't relate to this because... I think that your neighborhood's a little bit more hoity-toity than mine.
No, I just have great people.
Or Spadell. I don't know about Carson's. Well, I would agree that it's great people, too.
Yeah.
But there's a little hoity-toity, too, okay? Because I got to tell you, I don't have terrible people in my neighborhood, but there's no way in hell I'm giving anybody a key to my house.
No way.
Not my neighborhood.
No. Or the code?
No.
My next-door neighbor has our code because when we're out of town, she'll grab our packages and put them in the garage. And
our
all that
neighborhood,
stuff.
We don't have codes. We have what's called a key. We don't
even
have codes.
No, I meant the alarm codes.
Yeah.
The alarm codes.
Or
we don't have an alarm code. I don't have an alarm code either.
We don't have an alarm. You're missing the point here, folks. Some of us do not have codes at all.
Okay,
right.
I got it. Yeah.
All right, so we have a thing called the key. And a lot of people hide it under a rock right next to the door.
Or the front door mat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny that you say that. So I have a person that, he helps me with my dad's house because I still have my dad's house. And so he's like the property manager or whatever of my dad's house. And so Mike, he goes, hey, listen, because he knows I'm coming into town and I'm going to go to my dad's house. He said, it's so funny. I went to hide you a key. And he said, there's a certain nail that has a thing over it or whatever. He goes, I went to hide you a key and there's four hanging on that nail. Like, yeah. Everybody must eye that spot like, oh, that's where we'll hide the key. That, and I wonder if my dad just never remembered that he put keys there.
Probably just forgot.
But that's the way you did it.
Yeah,
you
right?
You just left the key and people got in, you know?
Well, when I grew up, we never locked our doors.
I know.
Ever.
Me either.
Ever. And now, I mean, I would freak out if I didn't have my doors locked.
I don't think our door even had a lock on it.
We never had a security system. And now, if I didn't have the security system on or anything, I would freak out.
I've never lived in a house with a code. Right, Spadell?
No, never, not one time.
Never mind.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Going to be a frigid weekend. Very, very cold. Very cold.
Really cold.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
That's where you go into their app store and you download TikTok. That's Oracle. That's the company that's hosting all the data for TikTok. It makes it work. Those companies would have been the ones to face a punishment here. They would have been fined $5,000 per user. 5,000 times 170 million. A lot of money.
With
the Biden administration effectively saying they're not doing that. There is a good chance here, and I think this may end up being the headline, that TikTok continues operating as normal. They have not confirmed that. We will continue to see what happens throughout the day. The big thing we are now waiting for, and Laura can probably add more to this here, is now what the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, is going to say they're going to do. Those service providers and TikTok will be looking for the Department of Justice to put it in writing their plans to not actually
they're
implement
actually calling this,
law this
a Saturday. Special report, breaking news.
Yeah,
it's a
really
bright red thing, and it says Supreme Court leaves TikTok ban in place. NBC News special report. They broke normal programming to go live to their New York affiliate.
Well, it is a big deal.
I know, but
this announcement doesn't change anything from what we've known over the past several days. But the TikTok thing, as you've said, no, I don't use TikTok, but I agree. I think that Carson, yourself, Jamie, you guys realize that it's huge.
I mean, 170 huge. Million users.
Yeah, so it's a big news item, but I don't think
this... Would she say Oracle would be fined in $5,000
times... For every user.
Times 170 million?
The rumor is this. Joe Biden's going to do nothing, okay? Yep. Because he's leaving office Monday. So what's he care, right? So he's going to do nothing. He's not going to enforce this ban on TikTok. The Supreme Court has just ruled that they're not going to overturn the ban. So the ban is still on. Now it becomes Donald Trump. And if the president, Donald Trump, decides that he wants to do one of those, you know, where they sign it, like, what's it called? The presidential...
veto?
No, it's not a veto. It's one of those special things they do to make their own rules.
Like an executive order?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that was it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there, Spadell. Yeah. That's why you're so darn good. But nevertheless.
By the way, we're really well-versed in government right here.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go away.
But if the ban is still in place, the ban was supposed to happen on Sunday.
Yes.
So what happens on Sunday?
It has to be enforced. So Sunday. It'll probably if the Biden administration doesn't, if they still keep going with it, not enforcing it, then it'll run as
so the
expected.
Supreme Court's ban means nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I
no, 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 no. The ban is still on for Sunday. What's going to happen Sunday if nothing is ruled on it? No executive order from the president or anything like that. Slowly, your app is going to start stopping to refresh and messages. It's going to be in effect. It's going to happen if something's not overturned. So yes, it will be affected after Sunday. You won't notice it though for a while.
Because I gotta see that cat that has a penis on its face. You know that black cat with the white markings? Have you guys seen that? It's all over the internet. It has white markings, like, you know. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
Oh, it's great.
Come on.
I have to look that up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you really going to Google cat with penis on face?
I'm Googling wiener cat on face.
I'm not sure what's going to come up with that.
Funny you should say that.
Yes.
Here's why. Because I want to do the joke again.
Yeah.
I want to do the joke again for kids going to school so they can tell the other students, you know, so that they can pass this around at their high school or middle school.
I mean, no offense to your buddy, but it's really not that funny.
It's a great joke, Jamie.
He has to tell it again so he makes sure that he passes
him. He already passed him. It's his inspector. He already passed him. Right?
My inspector over at Jefferson County. His name is, what was his name
Skip.
Again?
Skip.
That's right. Skip. Skip said, I got a joke for you to pass along to Jamie. Yeah. He listens to the show. He says, you know how she loves that chicken joke?
Why are chickens so ugly? Because they got a pecker on their face.
Yeah. He laughs. He says every time you do that joke, he just laughs.
Because I don't just insert it like you are right now. I kind of have a moment where it belongs.
I feel like this one belongs. So he said, I've got a joke I want you to take to Jamie, to go along with that chicken joke she does. I said, okay, what is it? He said, you know why a duck has feathers? I'm like, no, duck feathers. I don't get it. To cover her quack.
So it covers their quack. See, like a crack. And BJ thinks it's hilarious. Like, he literally told it to me. He's like, you're going to think this is so funny because Skip told it to me. It's so funny.
Tell your bus driver. Tell your teacher. All your students.
It covers their quack.
It covers their
quack. It covers their quack.
Yeah, you want your quack covered.
BJ and Jamie.
Goodness.
Well, I knew it wasn't funny. See, I'm not crazy. Oh, my God. BJ told the joke wrong. Poor Skippy.
I didn't tell it wrong. Yeah. That's the way that the permit Skip told me the joke.
No, I bet text permit Skip and see if he used the word butt. I knew you told it wrong. So everybody's saying, all right, tell the joke how you said it.
Do you know why a duck has feathers?
Why?
To cover his quack.
Everybody's saying you told it wrong. It's to cover their butt quack. See, that makes more sense. That's funny. Their butt quack. Get it? It's like quack, butt quack. It's to cover their butt quack.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, my God.
I get it.
Skip told it to you like that. I promise you. And you told it wrong because I was like, what is quack?
I didn't hear the word butt.
See?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't that make it funnier?
It makes way more sense. Yeah.
Because
when
you say quack, it's
shut up, Spadell.
Yeah, when you say covered in his quack, I'm thinking like his bill or something.
Yeah.
Like,
no, his quack. Quack.
No, but butt quack is the joke.
All right.
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
You know why a duck has feathers?
Why?
To cover his butt quack.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, enough of the duck, folks.
Enough duck. By the way, for you guys to say that we pick on BJ all the time.
You do?
Is a joke.
No.
It's a total joke.
All three of you.
Oh, my God.
Always attack me. I can't do anything right. It is true. I go home at night. My wife, she has me put my feet up.
Really?
Maybe soak them every now and then. She just tries to get me into a good place.
What's the deal with soaking your feet? You brought this up last week.
You have an obsession with it.
It's so weird.
It softens your soul.
It says, the joke sounded just fine. My God, you guys are so freaking rude to BJ all the time.
It's
really?
So true. It is so true. Really? And people pick up on it. They know how rude you guys are.
Oh, my God.
And all I do is come in here and just have a good time.
Yeah. Remember yesterday when I tried to tell the whole story about like my exes like doing nice things and they're like, sounds like to me they just like your sister.
They reached out to you. Your sister had an accident.
Yeah.
And you've got all these exes, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-fiance, all these people reaching out and sending stuff to her. Because it's your sister. Sounds to me like they were hot on her at one time.
I'm saying it says that I still have a great relationship with a lot of exes.
They're not sending you anything.
Why would they send me anything? I wasn't in a car accident. That'd be weird.
Yeah. Just say it.
My God.
Just say it. But you guys are mean to
me. But I mean, that was mean to me.
Yeah.
That was mean to me.
It was mean to you?
It wasn't
a slam.
That was common sense,
it sounds like to me they all want a piece of your sister, not you. Yeah, really?
Your sister is pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Pretty hot.
All
right, well.
And you know, it was always a bummer when I was little?
What's that?
My sister had huge knockers, like humongous knockers.
Gotcha.
And I was the tall and skinny one, and she was shorter just boobs for days. And so I was so sad that under a blanket when I was like 7 or 8, I just pull on my nipples trying to make my boobs bigger.
Hey, gave it a shot.
It didn't work.
So when you were younger,
guys do the same thing, but
wait, you pull on your nipples?
Never mind. Sorry.
Forget
about it. Weird. So when you were younger,
you got the shake of disgust.
He was really disappointed in that one.
Yeah. When I was younger. Yes.
When you were young, she was hot.
Yeah.
big boobs.
Oh my God, huge.
And you're here to tell me they're not sending her stuff because they didn't like her at the time.
She had a breast reduction.
They loved her.
She had to get a breast reduction. They were big. Yeah.
Well, bless her heart.
she was very popular in seventh grade, though.
Bless her heart. Yeah.
It's like my sister has so many boyfriends in seventh grade.
Yeah. This is crazy.
We had a girl like that in school, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she was really over the top.
Did you see that?
Over the top.
Did you see that one girl? Her boobs won't stop growing.
No.
Oh my gosh, I did see that.
Yeah, there's some girl and her boobs. So far, she's had them reduced one time so far, and they removed 30 pounds of breast tissue.
No kidding.
30 pounds.
What? 30 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be a little excessive there.
Yeah, well, they won't stop growing. It's some kind of problem.
They just keep going.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's some kind of... And, of course, people are saying, it's because she got vaccinated. Oh, my God.
That was the headline that I saw, too.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. No, I took that damn shot. Look at me. I'm already a D-cup. After that vax. Yeah.
Lord.
I feel bad for all these people that have worked on the parade for the past year. There's people out there that's put together the festivities for the Civic Park and the parade, or marade, for Martin Luther King Day, but it looks very much in jeopardy right now.
I know, because it's going to be so cold.
Terrible.
Let's play a game sweeping the nation,
shall we?
Can you guys guess the lowest, now this isn't temperature, because we've already done the temperature one.
Okay.
The lowest wind chill that's ever happened in Colorado, ever.
The lowest wind chill?
The lowest wind chill ever. And I saw you
40
Googling.
Below.
I saw you Googling.
I'm not.
Don't Google.
I saw you Googling.
I'm writing about blog posts.
Yeah, oh. Whatever.
40 below.
40 below?
40 below.
I'm going to go 45 below.
61.
Below?
Below. 61 below.
Really?
Yeah, it's below. Wind chill wouldn't be 61, would it?
See? See?
Oh my God, maybe you're
They're
right.
Always
maybe
mean
you're right.
To me.
I was, always that was mean.
Mean
to that
me.
Was mean.
It was just assumed when I said, 61 below, I'm making sure. Yeah. Just clearing it up for everybody. But no, you got to come back.
Maybe
and
that
be
was on
angry.
Me. Maybe that was on me.
That was it.
Yeah. My apologies.
Yeah, see, people
that
are right. You guys are mean.
Well, we didn't say anything.
Yeah, they actually didn't. It was me.
You wanted to.
BJ and Jamie.
Love on the brain. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Cold weekend coming up. You're getting out of town. You're going to see your sister.
Yeah.
How's your sister doing, by the way?
She has 11 broken ribs. So that is bad. You have 24
Ouch.
Of them. And so half of them basically are broken. And that's giving her a lot of pain.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. And she has a shattered foot. So
black ice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
She slipped on it. Jeep.
Yep.
Overturned. Did it overturn?
It didn't overturn.
She hit a tree or something?
She hit a tree.
Wow.
She's just lucky she didn't have a passenger in it because the tree went through the passenger side.
Seriously. And that was the scariest part.
You saw that hole, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going back there this weekend just to check on her, get things in order and all that, right?
She said, here's her. She's like, do you really have to come here and just stare at me in the hospital? And I was like, well, my God. And she's like, I mean, seriously, I don't know if I'd want to just go there and stare at you if you're in the hospital.
Well, hey, thank goodness she's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
She's going to pull through this thing.
Yeah.
But here's the funny part. She got promoted at her job while she's lying in the hospital all bruised up.
Yeah. Her company promoted her to vice president of their company while she's in the freaking hospital with a crushed foot and 11 broken ribs, a broken nose, and bruises. So there's no photo op because her eyes. Here's what I got to tell you, though, that this wreck has done because I want to make it about me. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what this is. My sister's only like 5'4", so she's short. And so she pulls her seat way too close to the airbag did all of that. Broke her nose, broke her ribs. Not her foot, but broke her nose, broke all her ribs, right? The airbag did that. So now that I know this, yesterday I was driving home, I scooped my chair all the way back and I was like pushing on it with my tippy toe. and my car, you can actually, the steering wheel has an electronic thing where it could go further into the dash.
Yeah.
And so I have straight arms, BJ, straight arms and tippy toe. And I thought, This is so bad. I have no control over this car.
Exactly. You're doing the opposite of what you should do because you're scared about the airbags. Well, if you're in a normal position, the odds are you're not going to have an accident and the airbag won't go off.
Yeah.
But if you're doing what you're doing, then you're more susceptible to being in an accident and the airbag going off.
But I don't want... her body is bruised from that airbag from the top of her forehead all the way to the middle of her thighs.
Yeah.
Because it just crushed her. That airbag does. Because if you're like 5'4", you scoot closer to the steering wheel and that thing comes out and explodes, yeah, you're toast.
But it also tells you that if it hadn't been for the airbag, it could have been a lot worse.
I don't know. Yeah. She's pretty bad. I mean, she is black and blue.
I mean,
and they're giving her blood transfusions because of all the trauma.
Well, she obviously hit the ice and then into a tree or whatever, that it was at a one hell of an impact.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so who knows? But, well, thankfully she's going to be okay. But the great thing is that they didn't have a picture of her to put her in the newspaper because back east, in the small towns that Jamie and I grew up in, when you got promoted to a gig like she got, it's front page news in the local newspaper.
Yeah, because she's the vice president of the company
right,
now.
Right, it's like the biggest breaking news in town, right? So, but now they don't have a picture because she's all bruised up.
It's like,
couldn't you wait till I healed up to promote me?
Well, and it was weird because I sent her flowers and it said, congratulations and hope you get to feeling better. Like, it was both like, get well soon and congratulations.
That's a weird card to send.
Yeah, and it was a weird bouquet of balloons because one said congratulations and one said get well.
Yeah,
you know, that was weird. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, congratulations on your car accident. That's the way it's starting to sound, right?
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go. Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not hearing anything. I must have hit a button. Yeah, they're on now. Shh. Be careful. The mics are on.
No, but I don't hear
anything. I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah. Are you hearing anything, Spadell?
No, there's nothing on.
No.
Yeah. No, there's... Listen, there's nothing on.
The music's playing.
I'm completely not hearing anything.
I'm not hearing anything either.
Yeah.
What'd you hit?
There we go.
Oh, my God.
What?
No.
One of the buttons has gone out.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the button right. Yeah, there we
go. You pushing my buttons.
Yep. No, I'm just making sure. I knew we were on the air.
He got it.
I just couldn't.
Out. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
No, get on out of here.
He has fat fingers.
Get out of here, pal.
You tried to push one thing. And...
I was trying to tell
You know what it was? I was doing that commercial.
What?
Yeah.
It's on me.
He never
played
that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is on you.
Yeah.
You schmuck.
Yeah.
Well, actually, on you.
Yeah.
It's on you.
It is on me.
It's on you.
What'd you do that for?
I just forgot. Yeah.
Come here, screw things up.
Oh, well. Anyway, what were we talking about?
All right, we were talking about Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Okay? Today is her birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of knew that was happening, but I've forgotten about it. But here's the rumor now. All right. All right. As you know, there's a big, big rumor out there, right?
Right. Because Michelle Obama, Jimmy Carter is a, you know, was a Democrat, right? And he passed away and all the wives were there, all the husbands. It was a big force for the Democrats to be there. Like, look how many Democrats have been president, right? And our first ladies and all that. And she didn't show up. And everybody's like, that's suspicious.
Right.
But she said she was on vacation. Well, you can fly from Hawaii on a private jet, you know, and stop by and see Jim and then fly back over.
Yeah.
But she didn't bother. And so they're saying that there's trouble in paradise. Put that with the article that she did, that she said for a good 10 years straight, she couldn't stand being married to Barack Obama.
That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign.
Not at all.
And that you put that in an article?
Yeah, so he could see it all the time.
Then a rumor comes out this morning that, you know, Barack Obama and Jennifer Aniston
are hooking up.
Yeah.
So now today is her birthday and people are going, hey, Barack, why haven't you said anything? But it's early.
No, he's on the East Coast.
But she's in Hawaii. She wouldn't see it. She'd be still sleeping.
No, but he's doing it just to send a message to the public.
Well, I bet
because these rumors are flying around, so you should have already sent that message out about, today, my darling Michelle turned 61. You've never been more beautiful, sweetheart. Love, Barack.
Well, he's just getting done with breakfast with Jen, so give him some time to get that.
No, maybe he likes that the rumors are flying that he's with Jennifer Aniston. Maybe he's going to keep it alive. You know, he's like,
there's something going on.
Well, something I think going it's on. Early. I don't know what time it is in Hawaii.
All right, I'll give him until 10 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
By the time we get out of here. Let me tell you something. If it doesn't happen, by the time we end the show today, boom, trouble in Bedrock.
If anything, he's going to stop the rumors and go over the top with whatever he says about her. Remember, that's the mother of his kids, all that crap.
Yeah. If he goes that far, though, we're going to know he's lying. Yeah. Yeah, he's knocking boots. There's no doubt.
Knocking boots.
He's knocking boots with Jennifer Aniston.
Knocking boots.
Yeah.
I like that saying, yeah.
Knocking Remember boots. Knocking boots?
Yeah.
That was a great song. Spinell, can you find Knocking Boots for me?
Okay.
Yeah, let's play a little bit.
I didn't even know that,
that
was a song.
Yeah. Knocking boots.
I didn't know it was a song. I know it's a line in a song. There's a line in a song.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know there was a whole song.
Pretty much.
Really?
Well, shades need drawing, hearts need falling, boots need knocking.
Yeah.
Knocking boots.
Now I remember it.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Yeah.
Now I remember
knocking
it.
Boots.
Wow. Who knew that BJ was up on his country music?
There's a rhythm version, too. Not that song, but another Knocking Boots.
Okay, well, like a deep track.
That's urban.
Something.
Urban artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to try to find that for
me? Yeah. Go take a
deep
game
dive.
All right, I'll do a deep dive for you. Yeah.
Right, thanks, buddy.
Wait, I don't think you are.
I'm looking. Yeah.
Why? You don't care? This is a very important thing. This used to be a president. And Jennifer Aniston.
How fast do you think I can find the other song?
Well, you don't have to get upset. You can just chill out. I mean, you're the one that ruined the show by punching all these buttons and left us so that we couldn't even hear ourselves. Why would you get upset? We're the ones that should be upset. I mean, you're the one screwing up the whole day.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I have a fun fact.
What's that?
Okay, well, wait. We'll play the game. Sweeping the Nation. How big do you think Michelle Obama's feet are?
Ooh.
I didn't think you were going to say feet.
Stop it.
I
cannot stand that.
Why every time?
How big, Big Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, Spiro,
stop
you
calling
heard
her. She is awesome. Stop calling her Big Mike. She's an amazing human, amazing woman, and you are taking that away from her.
Oh, boy. I love the internet. Okay. All right. How big her what is now?
Her.
Oh, God.
Why did I even do this?
I don't know.
I did this to myself.
All right.
Her
How big
feet.
Is her
feet?
Feet.
Yeah.
Shoe size.
Shoe size.
What are her shoe size? Yeah.
All right. My wife, she's a big lady. Okay? She is.
Wait. That sentence should not be said.
What?
My wife, she's a big lady.
No. I'm saying Michelle. My wife's foot size.
That is not how that sounded.
He accidentally put two sentences together.
I swapped sentences. My wife has big feet.
You shouldn't say that either.
My wife has big, I mean, she's got like Bigfoot feet. Okay. I mean, she can leave toes in the sand that, man, oh, man, that's a problem on the beach.
Listen,
they're
people
big.
Trip.
They're big.
Craters.
Huge.
Okay.
All right, but Michelle is a big lady. I mean, she's tall.
Yeah.
She's
but she's fit. She's not big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's tall. She's big. She's big boned.
All right. Okay. This is a simple question.
Big boned. All right. Listen.
What?
I'm gonna say she's got a size 10.
Size 10.
I'd go 10 and a 10. Half.
10. 10 and a half, maybe.
Do you have a
No
a
more
guess?
Than that.
A 9 and a half.
11 and a half.
Holy
really?
Really?
That's a big foot.
Ooh, that's a big foot. That's manly feet. It is.
You know
it
that.
Is. Yeah,
okay.
It
like,
is.
Listen. Stop listen.
It is.
I feel like bringing up how big her feet are is not really helping our case, like on our side.
Yeah, I should probably.
Yeah.
I feel somebody coming over my side.
No, I'm not coming over your side at all.
No, it irritates
you just
me.
Said it.
Yeah, it's feeding into your joke, and it's annoying. Yeah.
You know, it sends me over the edge. That woman deserves respect.
Okay.
Don't call her Big Mike anymore. Name's Michelle Obama. And she's amazing. And you're a you little piece of poo.
All right. I apologize.
What has she done to you?
Nothing.
So why are you calling her a man?
Lots of rumors and stuff. I'm just bringing up what I read on the internet.
According to your sources.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'm not sure Spadil's a dude.
Hey, I...
Oh, my God.
I know Carson's not.
See, now we're just... we're the bullies.
You are definitely, your brain is in Vegas right now. You are like not on this show right now. You are. BJ's going to Vegas today. I don't know if you guys can tell like why he's so giddy and like, you know, that guy. I'm that guy. All right. I was going to do another. Oh, I know what I want to bring up. Ha ha. This is perfect.
Uh-oh.
Didn't you tell us you were reading the Bible?
Yes.
How's that going?
I'm doing good. I'm right now in the book of Genesis. Uh-huh.
We've been getting a lot of messages asking how you're doing. Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good.
I don't think it's reaching you.
It's been a slow read. It's a tough read.
I don't think it's penetrating your little brain.
I don't think it's soaking in.
Oh, yeah.
You just called both of these guys girls.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible doesn't tell you that you can't call somebody a girl.
Yeah, thou shalt not...
call a girl?
No, like it's one of the Ten Commandments. It's like,
it is?
Yeah, thou shalt not be an ass.
Yeah, that's in there.
I haven't gotten that far, though. I haven't read that part. We haven't gotten there. Yeah. I'm still in Genesis.
I'm sure that one of them it pertains to this. Thou shalt not...
Right now we're debating... I'm at the part where they're debating eating that damn apple.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Once I get past there.
The Adam and Steve part?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go. There you go. Table of trash.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was just terrible. Terrible display. Oh, all right, God. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are. It's a Friday already.
BJ and Jamie.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem. Long distance dedication. From Barack Obama to Jennifer Aniston, out there creeping.
Oh my God! You are on a tear today. I don't.
You're in Vegas mode.
Yeah,
for
he
sure.
is. He is. Yeah.
The rumors out there.
Yeah, it is.
We didn't start it.
No, but it is kind of an amazing rumor. I will back that up.
Wacky.
It is wacky.
Wacky.
I kind of like it though. I mean, you know, and I said this earlier this morning. If Michelle Obama, well, she did. She said in a magazine article that for 10 solid years she absolutely hated being married to Barack, and I'm like, that is just mean.
It's a statement that I'm shocked. I really am because, I mean, we're talking a former president.
Yeah.
And we're talking a relationship that everybody has just assumed was just rock solid. And for her to come out and say something like that.
Yeah. It's so.
I mean, even if you felt that way, you wouldn't say it.
Especially after being the first lady.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I think she's just doing her own thing. I mean, people love her and stuff and want her to do politics. And you said you think that she's burnt out on politics. She doesn't want to be a part of that.
I think so.
And that it's like a Giselle, Tom Brady thing where she wants him to get out of it and just let's live our normal lives. Right. But he still wants to be in it, you know?
And he'll always be in it.
Right.
He can't escape.
That's part of his identity.
Yeah, it is. And so I kind of like I'm intrigued by Jennifer being with Barack. I think that they would make like a great looking power couple.
Power.
Yeah.
Lots of power.
Lots of power. And so I like it. Yeah. But then you said something and you were like, oh, yeah, you know, they're knocking boots. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I said
and then
they're
it all went downhill after that.
No. I said there's knocking boots, and Spadil was like he'd never heard that term before. And then he went in and found this country song. But that wasn't the one we were thinking of. And then, Jamie, you remember the song that you used to play out in California.
Yeah.
That was knocking boots. So I've got that right here. So this knocking boots is all about Barack Obama and Jennifer Aniston, because they're out there doing that, right? Okay, here we go.
What? Okay, nothing.
Candy man, tell him the truth.
We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
That's Jennifer Aniston.
At each and every show, it's this groovy. Artist knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how she gets in my limousine. Don't act a fool, don't drool, I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in. Her and a friend named Lynn. Then, I checked
check me into the holiday.
This is a great Friday song, isn't it? Knocking food, come on, man.
A kiss. I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to, but the devil made me do it. Till the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop.
Yeah.
We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning, she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, boots till 6 o'clock. Can we stop around 7?
Oh my god!
I don't want to go to 6 o'clock in the morning.
Heard that song?
I've never heard that song in my entire life.
So are you kidding?
Really? No,
Candyman?
I'm dead. I don't even know who Candyman is.
That's a classic.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah, sheltered life.
Old
yeah, that's a real deal there.
I like that it's about Jen and Brock.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, Jen Branson in the song.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize that.
A little remix.
Sure is. All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Going to be cold for the weekend.
Oh my God,
lots of warnings out there for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty nasty. I mean, we're talking about a high on Monday, which, by the way, the Marade, there's a lot of changes there. You'll get them later on today. They fully haven't released what the schedule's going to be on Monday. They just don't know.
Botanical gardens are also closed because who would want to be standing outside walking through plants?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Also, don't forget to open up all the doors to any kind of under, you know, if you have a sink and it's on an outside wall, open up all those doors, let things drip like your shower, just be a slow, just to keep the water moving.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Very.
Where you're living, Carson, it said that you're going to be in minus 30 wind chill.
Yeah. Sounds great.
That's so awful.
Oh, man, you're going to be an ice cube.
Awful. Awful.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Candyman, tell them the truth.
We'll still end up knocking the boots.
BJ and Jamie.
Be a better song if it did.
It's not
I like me better than you.
No, I like me better with you. When I'm with you,
yeah.
I like me better because you make me a better person.
Of course I do.
No, not.
I do. I
but
make
you
a
were
lot
singing
of people
like,
better.
I don't like it better.
No,
with
I don't like Carson. I don't like Spadale.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
no,
you were singing.
I said I like me better than Spadil.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Yeah.
I like me better than Spadil.
I thought we were buddies.
We what? Are. We oh. are. I just singing a song.
Yeah, he's oh, okay. just, yeah.
You know, just loving
Listen,
life in
he's
here.
He's on this, like, he is hyped out of his mind because he gets to go to Vegas, and so he knows the rest of us schleps are all stuck here in minus 30 degrees.
Dude, it's going to be so cold.
And so he's just, like, gloating, like, oh, I wonder if the pools will be open. I have my bikini.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super jealous that he gets to go to the Sphere twice before any of us.
I know.
And I've got that big plush room with that big king size bed over at Circus Circus.
You put the quarter Ooh. In it and it vibrates.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Get to bring home some free cockroaches.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bed bugs.
All right, we got to go.
Yep.
Everybody have a great weekend. Try to stay warm if you can. All right.
Please be careful.
Yeah. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
I know you're going
see
to
you
see
next
your
fall.
Sis. Tell your sister we said hi.
I will. Thanks.
Hope she gets better. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. It's a holiday,
yep,
right?
It sure is.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.